We're nearing the 3 weeks, Rabbi Isai. So I think we'll talk about the Inyan of Galus Segula. It'll be like a three-part. It'll take us three of these Vadim to finish one segment, one Yesodistic point about Galus and Geula. But each segment in and of itself is another Yesod. And together, when we combine the three Yesodis, we have a greater appreciation for the Inyan of Galus, the Inyan of the Geula, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Klal Yisrael. It's a Gevaldike Yisoid in Yiddishkeit altogether, but Prad, it's a Gevaldike Yisoid specifically for the Inyan of Galus. The end of the Teichacha in Bechukaisai, the Pasuk gives the Nechama, and it says, Va'af gam zois, v'yoisim be'eretzo ve'yem. And even with all this entire Techacha, when they were in the lands and exile of the land of their enemies, Loi ma'astim, I didn't abhor them, I didn't despise them, wasn't disgusted of Klal Yisrael. V'loi ga'altim, I didn't reject them. L'chaloisam, to wipe them out, to obliterate them. L'hafir brisi'item, to annul my pact that I have with Klal Yisrael. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazir Klal Yisrael, which is Gevaldika HaTekach, Gevaldika Klalis, the Nechama is that with it all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't despise Klal Yisrael. He's there for Klal Yisrael. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate us. Galus is not about hatred. Galus is not about that he's upset with us. That's not what Galus is about. The reason why we went into Galus is because we need to go into Galus to correct certain behaviors that we had vis-a-vis our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But it has nothing to do, so to speak, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's relationship with us. It's all one-sided. Because Baruch Hu sent us into Galus in order that we shouldn't wreak more havoc in Eretz Yisrael. We shouldn't wreak more havoc in the Makom HaMikdash. Our Meisim caused us to go into Galus. So now we're in the phase of correction. The Galus is a means to correct us, a correction facility, but it's nothing to do with Hashem's relationship with us. From his perspective, he loves us just the same, whether we're in Galus or we're in Geula, we're in Eretz Yisrael, no matter what, he loves us the exact same way. And that relationship was never severed, wasn't even diminished from his perspective. He loves us with that Ava Azda like he always loved us. Let's just focus on the Psukim. If you open up Bechukosai and you want to make a contrast to the beginning of Bechukosai that talks about our behavior that caused the Galus, that caused all the Klalus, that caused all this Tachacha, and then you look at the end of the Nechama, you see a clear contrast between the two. Such a vast difference between our behavior and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's behavior. The Pasuk starts off in the beginning of Bechukosai. In Bechukosai Tim Asu, if you, Klal Yisrael, will abhor my chukim, v'metz mishpati tigol nafshechem, and you reject my mishpatim, levilte ases as komitzvaysai, a total rejection, a total disconnect, a total wiping out of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from our lives. Lahafrikem is briefly to annul my pact, to annul my bris that I have with you. Look carefully at this pasuk. This pasuk talks about four things, and these very four things of our behavior is the exact opposite, by contrast, to the very four things how HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with us in his Nechama of the Tekachah. And it's there l'umazeh. V'imbechukaisai timasu, that means you abhor my chukim. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say on that? Loi ma'astim. You will ma'is me, but loi ma'astim, I wasn't ma'is you. V'mes mishpatai tigal nafshechem, You will reject my mishpatim. Because Baruch Hu says, V'lo yigaltim, but I didn't reject you. Levilti Asi says, Kol mitzvosai, a total wiping out, a total ignoring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, severing our ties with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally wiping them out of our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I wasn't L'chaloisam. I didn't obliterate Klal Yisrael. I didn't wipe them out. L'hafrachem is brisi. You annulled my pact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, lo v'lohafe brisi itam, but I didn't annul the pact that I had with you. The exact opposite behavior, zel umazeh, from the beginning of the Tachacha to the end of the Tachacha. The reason why our relationship went sour, because of us. It only went sour from our perspective. Our behavior, our rejection, that we rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, caused the diminishing of this relationship. But mitzido yisbarach, there was no diminishing. It's the exact same. Because Baruch Hu loves us just the same. Even though we rejected him. But mitzido yisbarach, he loves us just the same. And because of that, he's yearning, kevayachol, for us to come back. He's yearning for us to reconnect with him the way we used to connect with him. To bring him into our lives just like we used to have him in our lives. Because Mitzido Yisbarach, we're in his life, Kavayachal. It's just we knocked him out of our lives. And he's chalishing Kavayachal for us to bring him back, to reconnect. It's our chatoyim that changed the matzev. But from his perspective, it's the exact same. You have a father, a mashal, you have a father. Unfortunately, we all know of such stories. That there was a child who wreaked havoc in the home. And it got boy maim ad nefesh, that not only is he Rachman al-Islan off the derech, but he's already being mashpia on other siblings. And he's wreaking havoc. He's just very too stressful to keep him at home. And he's just messing up the bias. He can't. Belez Breira, the parents make that very trying, very difficult decision and send him out that he has to live on his own. Does it mean the parents don't love him? Parents love him. They're chalishing for him to mend his ways and come back. They would hug him and kiss him, but they can't keep him at home because of the havoc that he's causing. Avram Avinu had to send Yishmael out. Shma Bekoila. It means he didn't love Yishmael. He loved Yishmael. It's just he had no Breira. He had to send Yishmael out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachal had to send us out. Not because he didn't love us. He loves us still. It's because we were wreaking havoc in Eretz Israel. The Ahava that Hashem has to Klal Yisrael is beyond human comprehension. We cannot understand it. We can't wrap our heads around it. The depth and the breadth of that Ahava is more Avin than we have with our family members, with our children. And even though sometimes relationships could go sour amongst humans and then the Av is diminished, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. He loves us just the same. And it doesn't change because we did a chet. Rashi in Dvar says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Av opisha asisim kol zois, even though you did all this, you did all these terrible zachin, still, his mercy and his love, chiba is a strong word for love, his chiba, he cherishes us, he prides himself with us, that's the same, even though we are chaitim. The Gemara in Shabbos and Pechesim Ebeis says, aluva kala, Mizana b'teichu pasa. We sinned right away b'teichu pasa, right after Matan Torah. Right after that chiba that we had the eagle, but v'adayin chavivusi hi gabon. But his chavivus for Klal Yisrael is still there. We messed up. We really messed up. Achet eagle, but chavivusi hi gabon. His love for us is still there. That didn't change. And it will never change. And it never changes. It doesn't change even when we're in Galus. The Pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem lo shinisi, Ve'antem b'nei Yaakov v'loi chilisem. It's a pasuk in Malachi, Paragim, pasuk Vav. And the Mefarshim, the Radak, over there, and the Meshech Chochma, and Shmoy Yisid Beis, Kav Beis, teaches the pasuk, Ani Hashem loi shenisi. I didn't change. I loved you just the same. Just like I loved you beforehand, before Yechet, I love you still. Ani Hashem koidem achet, Ani Hashem acha achet. Like in the Yugam Amidus, I loved you just the same. Just you messed up. The atim in a Yaakov loikalisem, but it's because of you you messed up. Oh, but nevertheless, loikalisem, I will not obliterate you. You're going to still be miyuchadim li ben agoyim. Even though you were sent out in exile, you were sent out to all the corners of the world, the four corners of the world, but still, loichalisam, I will not obliterate you. I still love you just the same. And the Malbim teaches that that's pshat in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Aleph. The pasuk says a double lashon, anoichi, anoichi, hu menachem chem. And the pasuk continues, v'atishkach Hashem. Zok the Malbim, what's the double lashon? Anoichi, anoichi, ani hu mi shehayisi, I am who I was. I didn't change. I still love you, but rather rak atonishtanis. You changed because you forgot me. But I didn't forget you. I still loved you just the same. And with this, we can now understand perhaps pshat in the pasuk, like I started off with at the end of the Techocha. The pasuk says, "Vav gam zois beretz aveim lo maastim lo galtim." What's the Kiani Hashem Elokeichem? Kiani Hashem, I didn't change. I just because I sent you into Galus, just because I gave you these Galus and Techocha, Ani lo shinisem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I didn't change. I love you throughout. There was no change from my perspective. I'm still your Elokeichem. I love you just the same like before. And therefore, that's a time of the pasuk. Therefore, even b'shasta klala, there was a loy ma'astem, loy ga'altem, lachaloysem, lafi brisi yitam. To gavalduka yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, Kodesh Baruch Hu's love for us is constant, and it's very deep. And our ma'asim do not change that. We do ma'asim tovim, so we should be zeicha lo'ilam haba. We do ma'asim tovim because we want to have a haba in a year. El Yoinah, we want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the reason why we do mitzvahs is not that we should be loved by Hashem, because Hashem loves us just the same. That doesn't change. Ani lo shenisi. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, a nevuah comes to Avraham Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Ki yedua, Lech Lecha mi'aretzecha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavtiach Avraham Avinu. He benches Avraham Avinu with brachas that we don't find really anywhere else that a human was benched with. He was Mavtiach Avraham Avinu, he's going to make him into a great nation. He's going to have, he's going to be the Av of Klal Yisrael, who bench him, that God the Shemech will have fame, that Yei Bracha will be the Makar Bracha. Gevaldika Brachas. Now, why did Avraham Avinu deserve this? The Pasuk doesn't tell us. Leaves it out. Out of the blue, Avraham Avinu comes onto the scene, so to speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a Nevuah, and he benches him with Gevaldika Brachas. What's pshat? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Shouldn't the pasuk explain to us why? And the Ramban is troubled by this. Ramban says the pasuk doesn't explain what's going on. It should have said why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him to leave? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him gevaldik brachas that we don't find anywhere else? We never found such brachas ever. It should have told us that Avraham Avinu should have been marked him that Avraham Avinu was a Gevaldika, Oyev Hashem, Oyev Hashem. He was a Tzadik Tamim or something of the like, but it leaves us stranded in the dark. Out of the blue comes these Gevaldika Brachas. What's the reason? Dr. Maral, he says this, you saw it in many places. Dr. Maral, you saw it Nifla. Avraham Avinu was the Av of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. He was Bocha b'Avram. He chose him. Now, if it would have said, if it would have prefaced that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram was because he was a Gevaldika Tzadik, a Gevaldika Oved, then it would have been a Haftacha al Tanai. It would have been conditional. That the reason why he's getting all these brachas is because he's a Gevaldika Tzadik. He does Meisim Tovim, he does Gevaldika Chesed. And that would be why he's getting these brachas. Now, what would be Chalila Vachas at certain time in history if we would veer off this path of Avraham Avinu? We would buck our legacy and we wouldn't follow in his footsteps, then all of a sudden that could change and that Bechira could change. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could then choose Chulila not to have Klal Yisrael and choose a different nation and not love us and not have that relationship with us. So it would be if that Tanai, if there would have been a Tanai of his Meisim Tovim, so if we butla Tanai, then it'll be butla the Ahava. But the Pasuk B'davka doesn't mention any of the tzidkas of Avraham Avinu, because the Pasuk is teaching us a Gevaldik Yesod. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicha Avram, the reason why he loved Avram, has nothing to do with the tzidkas of Avram. It wasn't because Avram was a tzaddik. It wasn't because he was a Baal Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avram and chose Avram because Avram is Avram. Because Avram is DNA. Whatever that is, his atzmusoi of Avram, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Avram, not because of his ma'isim. He loves him mitzat atzmam. He loves Klal Yisrael because they are Klal Yisrael. Our DNA is a DNA that lines up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol, is in sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants us, and he loves us, nothing to do with what we actually perform. Nothing to do with our performance. And therefore, that Bechira in Avraham Avinu is forever Nitzchias, and it doesn't depend on any of our Meisim. Choytim, not Choytim, in Geula, in Galus, doesn't make a difference. He was Boicha b'Avram because of who Avram is, not what he did. His Mitzchias, who he is, Be'atz Musay, that's why he loves Avram. And Memela, if there's no condition, so that of Ava can never be bottle. It's never tuli bedover. Chaim Friedland in Sifsei Chaim on Tfila, he has a sefer Rinas Chaim on Tfila. He brings the Maral and he says it's really Mefush HaPasek. The Pasek says, and we say it in Davening, Ki atu Hashem Elokim, Asher bocharta b'Avram, v'yitzeisu me'ur kazdim, v'samtish my Avraham, Notice that the Pasuk speaks about the Bechira of Avram first, and only later, after he was ready, Bechira of Avram, and he changed Avram's name to Avram, then Levavoi Nemon. The Bechira came before Avram's performance, before Levavoi Nemon. The Bechira was first, because the Bechira had nothing to do with Avram's performance. Hashem loves Avram. He loves the Zera Avram. He loves Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. Nothing to do with what they do. The Maral continues, and the Maral says that this is Pshat in the Mishnah. It's Mufusha Mishnah. But you need the Maral to tell you that this is the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Kol Ahava, She'ena Tuli Badava. Any avid that's not dependent on something else, ain't a betela loylam. It can never be annulled. It can never be bottled. If it's an avid tluy bedava, then if the dove is bottled, then av is bottled. But an avid she ain't a tluy bedava, ain't a betela loylam. It's a mission in Perikei. What's the mission teaching us? The mission is teaching us that the haftacha that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael even in Golis, is from this Mishnah, because it's impossible for Kadosh Baruch Hu's ava to Klal Yisrael to be bottom, kevayachol, because it's not an ava to libadava. It's bad smooth, like Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Ava, Shashem Yisbaruch of Yisrael, lahoyse tluya bedava klal. It wasn't tluya in anything. And because it's not tluya in anything, it can never be bottle. His relationship to us is the exact same. And really, it's not a maral, it's a ton of the Be'elio. The ton of Be'elio in Perchav Ches. Shanu chachomim b'mishno, kol ahava shi tluya badava, batul dava, batul ahava. V'she'eina tluya badava, eina b'teila la'olam. Probably that's where the morale was coming from. He doesn't quote the Tanna Velio, but it's exact same. Mamish is Muhammad the Tanna Velio. And the Tanna Velio explains, what's the Ava that's not Toli Bedava? That's an Ava Sheina Tuliya Bedava. Sheheim Oivim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. They love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. VaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who oiv oisam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the avos, ves b'neiim, and their children, the shiftei kah, uvnei v'neiim, at soif kol adoris, forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael forever. It's an ava sheina tuli b'dava. It will never change. The Megillah that was designated for Golus is Megillas Eicha. It talks about the terrible tragedies that fell upon Klal Yisrael. Everyone knows it's mentioned in Aleph Beis and again Aleph Beis and a bunch of Aleph Beis. It covers, Aleph Beis means a totality of sorts. So it's the shleimus hagolus, the shleimus of tzaris is all in Megillas Eicha. That shleimus hagodol of tzaris is all there. Now, if you notice, Rabbi Isai, the brother of the Maral, he has a sefer called Igeres Hatil, says something fascinating. You look in the entire Megillas Eicha, you don't find the name Elikim mentioned even once. Everything, every shame that's mentioned in the Megillah is Shem Havaya. We all know that Shem Havaya is Midas Harachmim, and Shem Elikim is Midas Adin. The entire Megillas Eicha that's devoted to the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael, all of it comes from Midas HaRachamim. All of it comes from the Shem Havaya. It comes from the love of Hashem. He loves us, therefore he exiled us. He loves us, therefore he persecuted us. It's nothing to do with Midas HaDin. It's not because of a punishment. It's because of his Ava. Ki beroiges rachem yizkor. In the roiges, in that anger, rachem yizkor, he remembers the rachem. It's all done with love. He's not trying to hurt Klal Yisrael. He's not trying to punish Klal Yisrael. He's trying to get Klal Yisrael to realize that they're souring the relationship and they need to mend their ways to build back, put back their relationship where it's supposed to be. The Teil Bepardes, that's a pirush on that sefer, he also says a similar insight. If you notice in the klolos of Pashas Kisavoy, the entire klolos, and there are many of them, 98 klolos in all, the entire klolos constantly says the Shem Hashem. Doesn't say Shem Elohim. It's always Shem Hashem. The same idea. The klolos is coming from a Midas HaRachmim. It's coming from Ava. It's hard for us to understand, but it's coming from Ava. Chodesh Av, which is the month devoted, the time of year that's devoted for Tzaris, the time of year that's devoted for the Churban Abayis, Churban both Batei HaMikdash. Notice it's called Chodesh Av. There are many months in the year. And the only month in the year that has that connotation of Ava, there's a connotation of a father and a child, is Chodesh Av. It's from say, it's Av is a father. He loves us. It's a rachamim, it's Ava of a father. He sent us into Golas because we needed to go into Golas for our benefit. But his love is the same. One of Firois, with the Gemara, famous Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Nundalit on the base. Amar Reish Lakish, B'shoah sheniknasu nochum laheichal, when they came to B'machiv the Bayis, and they entered the Heichal, Amokim Kodesh Ad Ma'id, Ra'u Kruvim Hamu'urin Zebeze. They saw the Kruvim hugging each other, not just hugging, Mu'urin Zebeze, intertwined with one another. Such a tight embrace. That's what they saw, and they thought it was Madna. And the Gemara explains, but the Rishonim ask, the Rishonim of Babasa, Tzaddei Tesem et Aleph, they ask, Achor, it doesn't stem with Chazal. Chazal, we know, say that when Klal Yisrael is Eisen Rishonim Shomakam, then the Kruvim that represented that relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael were facing each other, eye to eye, face to face, that total relationship, a total focus. But when Klal Yisrael is not Eisen Rishonim Shomakam, they turn themselves around back to back, as if that relationship went sour. So they ask at L'chor at the time of the Churban, which is the spitz moment of a total destruction of that relationship, a total weakening of that relationship, that being sent out into Golis, that should be the time that the Kruvim are for sure back to back. So what's that, that when the Goyim entered the Heichal, then they saw the Kruvim not only facing each other, but hugging each other with that such a tight embrace? So I would like to suggest that the Pshat is, because it was at that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of the beginning of the Golas, the onset of the Golas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending us a message that this Golas has nothing to do with my love for you. I love you just the same. I hug you just the same. As tight as ever. That embraces Mu'urin Zeb Bezeh. It's nothing to do with my Ava. It's because your ways caused this to happen. But my Ava is there for you. And that embrace, Shaboisai, is the embrace that carries us through these 2,000 years of Golus. That embrace is an everlasting embrace that we have to hold on to. It's that embrace that Hashem is sending us a message that has nothing to do with us. He loves us just the same. And I saw afterwards that the Prashas Drachim and Jushkov Gimel says something about the same thing. That was the message of that embrace. And it wasn't just facing each other, it was hugging each other. Hashem loves us, spitz, the highest love possible at that moment, at the moment we're going into Golis. That's the pshat in the Nechama. V'av gam zoyis b'yoysim b'eretz oyveyim lo'y ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chaloysim lo'fa b'risi itam ka'ani Hashem l'keichem. I never let go, Rabbi Sai. I loved you throughout. Even though here we can't see that love, it's hard for us to appreciate that love. But I didn't let go. I loved you throughout the entire process of Golus. I loved you just the same. And that's the greatest Nechama. The Nechama is that Hashem is holding our hand. He never let go. And that's at the end of the Tachacha. He loves us just the same. It's we who have to perfect our ways, and we who severed that relationship, we have to rebuild and work on that relationship. But Mitzido Yizbarach, it's an Ava Sheina Tluya Bedavar. It's an Ava that's so profound, we can't even understand it. Can you imagine a Baisai, someone will be so disgusting to you, so hurtful to you, and you'll embrace him nevertheless? Someone is Mevaza you Barabim. Because a Chilal Hashem Barabim, a Chalal Kvoida Yisbarach Barabim, and he embraces you just the same? Can we reach such a darga? It's beyond our capability. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us just the same. And the reason why he loves us is not because of our ma'asim. He loves Klal Yisrael because of our DNA, who we are. Bachata b'Avram. I love Avram. I chose Avram because of his DNA. I chose Klal Yisrael because of who Klal Yisrael is, not what Klal Yisrael does. Father, we have to try to repair that relationship. But that's not Mitzido Yisbarach, Ani Loisha Nisi. I never changed. My love is you for the same. And that's the greatest Nechama we could possibly have. And that's the Nechama that was placed at the end of Tachacha. Rabbi Isai, when we go into the 3 weeks, we should have that feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It will help us carry through this Golus. It will help us realize that we're not trying to perfect his perspective. He's perfect. We're trying to perfect our perspective. We're trying to mend our ways. And mamela, the focus has to be on us. And with that, we should be zeichra b'isai to repair that relationship, to regain that relationship in its fullest, to have that mu'un zeh b'zeh, that we should realize that, and we should be able to see that out in the open. We should be zeichra to the gula shleima b'mehira v'yameinu amen. Shkoyach for listening.
Yes.